Albert Gajo, Deputy Minister of Health in Albania.
What are you hoping to get from this conference?
Oh, the conference is, I think, well structured because it brings almost all the actors that are interesting for elimination of the drug use in prisons and having more sustained policies in the drug use. And this is, I think, the most important message of the conference, that the classical methods of elimination of drugs, it seems that it's not a relevant policy, and finding other alternatives of elimination of drugs through implementation of the new and more, let's say, sophisticated methods are, I think, the best alternative for the drug use. I think the message that we got is that to do this one, we need all the actors of society, not only the state prisons authorities, but also health, psychiatrists, other centers, NGOs, and also the media to be involved in this issue, which is important to be spread out in all time, in all society of each country.
Albania is not a member of the Pompidou Group. Yeah. So how are you dealing with these issues of drugs in prison at the moment?
Albania is not yet a member of Pompidou Group, but it's looking forward to become a member because Albania has signed already all the international convention for human rights and is already part of this Council of Europe for many years. So I think in coming years, probably very soon, they will be part of this one. I think Albania is also trying to make some efforts on elimination of the drug use in the prisons, that are strict enforcements of rules and the guidelines for such issues. But many things has to be done because, you know, as much as you increase the enforcement of the use, the more sophisticated methods of the transport and transition of the drugs in and out is becoming. So I think we are looking forward to see more alternative issues of elimination of this one than the enforcement, because, as I said in the beginning, enforcement of the control is not always efficient on the elimination of the drug use.
You will have heard this morning some of the conference participants spoke about the need to distribute condoms within prisons, that some addicts will need methadone, that even in some cases you might need to distribute clean needles. Is there much public support for that kind of approach in Albania?
I think this is a method that is used, especially for the use of condoms. It's already also a program in Albania, which is through some NGOs is distributed also, I think, also in the prison. And for alternative, but we need to see separate groups using this type of alternative drugs. As I said, you cannot have a strict rule of case by case, and especially by consulting the psychoanalysts and medical staff would be much better use of this alternative, and why not to use for some specific cases.
Some people might say that prisons, addicts are being sent to prison because they've committed crimes, and that the accent should be on punishment. Is that an approach that you could share?
We might consider that the use of the drug in the prison is unlawful, and we should take all the measures to punish the people, especially people which are not, especially which are there for respecting the rule. They should respect the rules, and we punish all the administrators of the jails, and also the which break the rules and try to facilitate this one. And this is happening in Albania. In several cases, people which has been convinced with the facilitating of the inmates with the drug, they are all punished and taken out of the jobs.
What are the penalties for prison guard or somebody in the prison system who is caught bringing drugs inside prison?
Immediately are taken out of the system and going to through administrative and court procedures, and prosecuted, that everything has been done through the, according to the law.
Can they expect lengthy sentences?
Not like in Arab countries, but I think yes, according to our law and the system.